cry. Yes. Yeah.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the
glory by, born that man no more.
and second, third. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
We welcome you to Harrodsburg Community Church on this Advent Eve. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you: you will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." This morning, will you join your voices in songs of praise as we celebrate this wonderful Advent, the birth of our Savior, the cause for real joy, truth, wisdom, and reality. My prayer is that those elements of the reality of this season will be in each of our hearts as we are worshiping today and as we leave from this place. So let's sing out unto the Lord.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains in reply. Echo back their joyous strain.
Yeah.
heaven and nature sing.
Special, and we didn't have time really to learn it to be able to teach you earlier where you could sing it with us, but if you know it, join in. It'd be just wonderful if Jesus would come back and take us home for Christmas. Wouldn't that be nice? Best gift we could ever receive other than the new birth.
The fireplace just don't warm our hearts like it ought to. Carols seem so hollow to our ears. A million miles from home and we're feeling lonesome. Lonesome for the place we love so dear.
Colleen, do we not have the words? Ma'am, oh, stop, please. Ma'am. Did I put it in the wrong place? I'm sorry. Because there's a lot of slides I wanted there for it. Well, you know the first verse. We're going to take it from the top.
The fireplace just don't warm our hearts like it ought to. Carols seem so hollow to our ears. A million miles feeling lonesome. Lonesome for the place we love so dear. We know the perfect way to spend the holiday. Why don't you come and take us home with you? Why don't you come and take us home for Christmas? Wrap us all up in arms of shining light. Ride us to the sky on magic sleighs. We'll be the gifts for your birthday. Why don't you come and take us home with you? The light within your eyes would warm us forever. A new song would be ringing loud and clear. No miles between us there, we'd be contented. Contented in that place we love so. We know the perfect way to spend the holiday. Why don't you come and take us home with you? Why don't you come and take us home for Christmas? Wrap us all up in arms of shining light. To the sky on magic sleighs, we'll be the gifts for your birthday. Why don't you come and take this home with you? Why don't you come and take this home for Christmas? Wrap us all up in arms of shining love. Ride us to the sky on magic sleighs. We'll be the gifts for your birthday. Why don't you come and take this home?
Once again, we want to welcome each and every one of you to service this day. It's nice to have you with us to celebrate Christmas Eve. At this time, we're going to light the Advent candles, and this being the eve of Christmas, we will be lighting also the Christ candle. I've asked John Jones and his family, Hay and Nathan, to come and lead us through this time of worship of the lighting of the candles.
We light this candle as a sign of the coming light of Christ. Advent means coming. We are preparing ourselves for the days when the nations shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore.
The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them.
The wilderness and the dry land shall be glad. The desert shall rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it shall blossom abundantly and rejoice with joy and singing.
The Lord will give you a sign. Look, the young woman is with child and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel. God is with us.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined.
Let us pray. Give us, O God, such love and wonder that with shepherds and magi and pilgrims unknown, we may come to adore the Holy Child, the promised King, and with our gifts worship him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us walk in the light of the Lord.
Amen. John, you made a really great, you and Hay and Nathan made a great impression. I think that's the first time we've ever had anybody get applause for lighting the Advent candles. You feel honored. Okay. Yes. While we're celebrating the holiday season and the traditions, Rock has put together a wonderful video that I think we have ready. It's time. Some of the things you may have not known where they really came from.
We get some Christmas celebration traditions. January 6th was the original date used by Eastern Christianity to celebrate the birth of Christ. It wasn't until the 4th century that Christmas was changed to December 25th. 9 months after the date early Christians believed Mary conceived. Nativity scenes began appearing in the 10th century and were made popular by Francis of Assisi in 1223. From there, they spread all over Europe. In the 15th century, London homes and churches were decorated with holly. Why holly? Because its thorns and berries represented the crown of thorns and the blood Jesus shed at his crucifixion. The traditional colors of Christmas are red, green, and gold. The red stands for Jesus' blood, the green for eternal life, and the gold for the gifts the Magi brought. The Christmas tree dates back to the 7th century Germany, when St. Boniface cut down an oak tree used in pagan worship. He pointed to a fir tree and said it was more fitting, since it pointed toward heaven, and its triangle shape represented the Trinity. Carols and hymns were sung in the 4th century Rome. In the 9th and 10th century, Christian prose was introduced to Northern Europe to celebrate Jesus' birth. In Austria in 1818, Herbert Moore wrote Silent Night. The first known Christmas card was produced in London in 1843. It simply said, "Wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year." Gift-giving is, of course, tied to the Magi bringing gifts to the baby Jesus. It became a popular Christmas tradition when St. Nicholas, a 4th century bishop of Turkey, gave gifts to poor children. The Dutch translation of his name? Santa Claus. In the 16th and 17th century, many Protestants changed the gift giver to the Christ child, or Christkindl, which was poorly translated in English to Kris Kringle. Today, many people seek to remove the birth of Jesus from the celebration of Christmas. It is up to each of us to remind people that every part of our Christmas celebration is tied to and points to the birth, the death, and the resurrection of God's Son, Jesus Christ. The decorations, the colors, the gift-giving, the carols, the tree, they all point to the wonderful gift God gave to each of us on that first Christmas, the birth of his Son, Jesus, the Jesus who came to earth to live among us, to be one of us, and to give his life for us so that we could spend eternity with him.
Very, very good. And I think it helps me to see how some of the great meanings and traditions that we honor and use at Christmas may have been lost in their original meaning through the ages. But just a reminder again that you can't escape that history and so many, if not everything, is tied to this world-shaking event when God came as a human being and lived on this earth. Thank you, Rock, for putting that together. I want to remind and encourage everybody that we're invited to a community Christmas Eve candlelight and communion service tonight at Harrodsburg Christian Church. And I'm not encouraging you to attend because I'm speaking. I'm encouraging you to attend because this is one of the community events that we do. Churches are encouraged when they see others coming together. So unless you have Christmas Eve plans that can't be moved, or if you're looking for a celebration this evening, you're invited to Harrodsburg Christian Church at 6 o'clock. Other folks in the community will be taking part in that. So that service, you are encouraged to attend. A couple of thank yous. The Christmas program with the puppets and the children and even the grown-ups last week was just one of the best. Thanks to all. I named a few folks once, and Colleen reminded me that I'd forgotten some key people. So I'm just saying, you know who you are. You know what you did. Thank you so much. Went Christmas caroling, had a great time. I think we had about 25 folks that joined our chorus, and we sang at Cardinal Meadows and then went up to the Willows. And that was a wonderful time. And then we got together out at the house and had another good time of fellowship. There is a candlelight vigil prayer service December 29th. That would be this coming Friday there at the courthouse lawn. Prayer vigil for some victory in our community over our drug epidemic. Reminder also that Bible study will be taking a holiday break, and we will gather again on January 10th. And also, we're getting near the end of the year. Some folks like to look at their giving and do year-end giving. So the time is upon us. So if you have any questions about that, please talk to our treasurer, Debbie Smith, and she can take care of that for you. We have some birthdays and announcements. Well, I've just given announcements. Let's see about, I think we have two birthdays. The 27th, Ernie Newton. Happy birthday, Ernie. And Thursday, the 28th, David Settle. Now we have visitors with us. Anybody in the congregation this morning having a birthday this week, today, or between now and next Sunday? Any birthdays? Anyone willing to admit they're having a birthday? Well, if you are, but not only happy birthday, but I guess it would be appropriate. We've been celebrating. We're on the eve of what we believe to be the birthday of Jesus. We celebrate that. And I've been trying to emphasize throughout these weeks of Advent how important that we don't lose Jesus in the midst of the festivities. And I find myself having to fight losing him because there'll be stresses or need to do this or get carried away. And we got to stop. And my prayer, as I said in the introduction, is today every person who's gathered on this Christmas Eve will be blessed with the truth and the reality that is ours in Christ as we celebrate this season. Is there anything that we need to call attention to, Ruth? Yes, if you would have to come and use the microphone. It's up here, David. I have it right up here. Or George. I don't think it's on. You can check.
In light of what Terry just said, I just wanted to take a moment to thank all the ones that helped us and helped me in the pageant we had, the puppet pageant. But one of the things that I've been thinking about this Christmas is that I go into those kinds of performances and things, and I kind of go dragging my feet and kind of grumpy. And then as it goes along, something starts working in me, and that something is the Holy Spirit. And I realize that at the end of it, I am so much more in love every time I do something like that, in love with Jesus and his body. And they're inseparable. And I start seeing his creativity. I start seeing his mercy, his diplomacy. I start seeing his just plain old love. And I tell you, at the end of them, I want to hug and kiss every one of you. I want to bake you everything I can bake. And it's the joy, truly, that comes out when you're able to share his people. And you all are really the nicest bunch of people I've ever been around. And I thank you for it, because I see Jesus in you.
Amen. My cup is running over with a praise. It's hard to sit on it. But first, I want to call attention to the fact that Caleb Morrison, part of our praise and worship team, is not here. I don't see him anyway. But in the Harrodsburg Herald, the strength coach, Chuck Miller, was emotional talking about Caleb Morrison, who received the special team award at the annual Mercer football banquet on Thursday, December the 14th. I just was hoping Caleb would be here so we could all, as a body, rejoice with him with this special award. But another big, big, big thing that just is happening right now is part of this body. Lois stood in proxy for the elders of the church to anoint her with oil and to pray for my nephew-in-law, who was at the Cleveland Clinic or was scheduled to be there to wait for a lung transplant. He was scheduled to receive one lung. They found out they could also do a bypass for his heart in the same surgery. Yesterday, two lungs came, and he got both of them, an 8 to 10 hour surgery. They did the bypass of his heart first, and this morning the word came is that the lungs and the heart are both working. And this is just wonderful, but this is belongs to this body because you prayed for him without knowing him. He's a young lawyer in Newcastle, Kentucky. So I know all the churches in Newcastle are rejoicing this Christmas Eve over their own. But anyway, I just thank this body.
I also want to give a praise report because this body has prayed for a family that's very dear to the Bergen heart. We received news a little over a week ago that it is not the invasive cancer that the doctors first believed. And I know that family is rejoicing greatly. We are. It is a cancer. It's very slow growing. But the doctors were sensitive enough to bring in a patient that has had this cancer for 10 years and introduce them to this family to give them hope. And that glory belongs to God. Amen. I also want to thank this body for the abundant outpouring of food that was brought last Sunday night. Thank you, and I know the puppet team and all of the performers, thank you. We sent food home with everybody, I think, that wanted any, and I thank you for that.
Anyone else? Brenda?
I just want to thank the church for praying for Bob Abbott, the bass singer for his heart. For those of you who don't know, he took ill after last Sunday morning's Christmas concert in Winchester. Went to walk-in clinic, was admitted to the hospital. Apparently, it was some terrible virus. I don't know all of the ins and outs, but he was released either on Thursday or Friday, and word has it that he's back to his old jolly self. So praise be to the Lord.
And I don't want to be the one to bring everybody down, but there are a lot of people over the last couple of weeks that have lost loved ones, and I just really wish that we would lift them up in prayer and be sensitive to that as well.
Amen. I also want to give a shout out, a huge shout out to the puppet team. They came to Heritage Hall at the nursing home in Lawrenceburg on Tuesday. And everybody, there was probably 30, maybe even more than that, people, elders that were in wheelchairs, and they were all focused on the puppet team. The puppets are still talking about it. Some of the staff members were still talking about it on Thursday. So that means you're leaving an impact when the people are talking about it after you have gone. So it's really, really super that they would come and perform for the elders at the nursing home. And it was really awesome.
My parents in California, my mom, as I think I mentioned before, a couple of weeks ago fell down and broke her, turned out to be a pelvic bone. My dad needs pretty much full-time attention. She wasn't there to do it, so anyway, just long story short, things have worked out. My sister's been very active in getting help from my dad, and my mom should be home this coming week and be able to at least get around in a walker for a while, so thankful for, you know, things as good as they are, and Lord definitely intervening and all that.
Amen. Ann?
I want to ask for prayer for Steve's sister, Beverly Robbins, who's been in the hospital several days with severe COPD and now fluid in her lungs. And also keep remembering Bobby Gray suffering with liver and colon cancer.
Okay, Pastor Terry.
Let's bow together. Father, you've heard the rejoicing and the requests for those who are grieving. Every time we come together, Father, we're reminded that life, without a doubt, has its ups and its downs. It's ever-changing. That's why we come to you, Lord, the one who is never changing. the one who's faithful in all circumstances, even the ones we don't understand, Father, we commit to you. We thank you and praise you for good news. We thank you and praise you for healings. We thank you and praise you for medical technology that works modern day miracles, all because of your creative genius given to them, Father. We praise you. We honor you. Father, I know that hearts are grieving because of bad news or the loss of a loved one. So may we be sensitive. May we be open to knowing just how to share your love, your truth, your grace, your peace, your words with those who are in different situations. Keep us sensitive to one another. Thank you for the good reports of this body caring for one another and loving one another. Help us together to love you, Lord. We praise you today. Lift all these requests in the name of Jesus. Amen. Do we have special music? All right, we had it already. That was a great song. Thank you all for doing that for us. We're going to dismiss the children to Children's Church at this time. And I ask the worship team to come back and lead us all as we continue to have a few moments to give more praise to the Lord in song.
Step down into darkness, oh.
my eyes, let me see.
Thank you, Jesus.
Beauty that made this heart adore you. Hope of a life spent with you. So here I am.
Before your throne, before the Holy One of heaven.
heaven. And it's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. I bring an offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Bring an offering to you. We bring an offering to you.
A gift